All right, joining us right now is Jeff Rubin, Orange Bowl Committee immediate past president. Jeff, always good to speak with you. And Big 12 Media Days are underway, all the Media Days getting underway. So we are kicking off the college football season, and that means things are getting very exciting for all of us, including the Orange Bowl Committee.
Very exciting. I'm sitting here in the AT&T Stadium right now and looking around, and tons of people, tons of media people, and you could tell that the season is about to happen, and very, very excited for the Orange Bowl game coming up on December 31.
Last year, I know, was a very difficult season for everybody, including the Orange Bowl Committee, but you guys did a really good job. How did you pull it all off?
You know, Joe, we were so lucky to have the Dolphins as partners. They led the way in making a stadium a very safe environment. Everywhere around the stadium inside, it was no longer just a restaurant quality. It was hospital quality air that everybody was breathing. They had protocols in place. Everything was touchless with tickets, being able to turn in your ticket to get into the stadium. Bathrooms where you didn't have to touch anything as far as cleaning your hands other than, you know, with air dryers and the sink and the water. I mean, they thought about it all, and they led the country in it. And we were also, you know, very fortunate that we were able to control what we were able to have a very safe environment. And it led to the fact that we could have a capacity, not a capacity, but a 20% capacity game for our traditional Orange Bowl. And then obviously the same thing for the national championship game. So it all sort of just came into play. But we didn't know. We knew that at the very end, it's very possible the teams could arrive and they would end up having to go home. So we were not feeling comfortable until the very end, until finally they had the kickoff.
This is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Jeff Rubin is our guest, Orange Bowl Committee immediate past president. Jeff, now this season we march on, and it's going to be an exciting year for the Orange Bowl because we have the semifinal game this year.
Yeah, we have a semifinal game along with the Cotton Bowl. It'll be on December 31. It'll either be 1 versus 4 or 2 versus 3. We'll find out who will be in our game, and I think around December 5th when it's finally selected. And our game will be played either around the 4 o'clock time or around the 8 o'clock time, depending upon the matchup that's selected by the CFP.
And, of course, I would imagine as this tour unfolds for us, one of the big questions that is going to be asked is about the expansion of the college football playoff and how it's going to affect the bowls. But it would seem that the Orange Bowl would still be in a very prime spot for the college football playoff.
Well, you know, Joe, we've had 88 games, 88 very successful games. And I think over those years we have proven to be a premier bowl partner. And so we certainly hope, however it plays out, that we will play a significant role in determining who would end up being the champion, whether it be in a quarterfinal, semifinal, or national championship. So we believe that we're ready for it, and I think we certainly proved our ability to adapt, to repurpose things, and to be on top of our game, for lack of a better way to put it, by what we did this past year with both the Orange Bowl game and a national championship game following a pandemic.
You, of course, as we mentioned, at Big 12 Media Days, Oklahoma has a long history of coming to South Florida to the Orange Bowl game all the way back to the 60s and 70s. But the Big 12 could have a team in the semifinals, and they have sent teams the last couple of years to the Orange Bowl game. So I'm sure they're very excited about the prospects of being in another Orange Bowl game.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that I was looking on the news, and certainly I think it's, you know, very possible that we could have a Big 12 team. I think Oklahoma is a possibility in our game. And if they come, we know that they'll bring fans, they'll bring excitement. The huge history, like you mentioned, of having Oklahoma in our game, and that will continue on with our game this year with the semifinal.
Well, I also want to touch on, before we let you go, I think this is going to be one of our themes, but nobody in South Florida does more for our community, especially in sports right now, than the Orange Bowl Committee. You guys are heavily invested in the South Florida community, not only in the game.
You know, Joe, it's the game that gives us the opportunity to do what we do throughout the year. Our festival is, you know, really starts in sometime in the beginning part of December, our festival season, but we actually our festival throughout the entire year. And it's that game that gives us back the ability to do legacy parks and rebuild them and work with communities throughout in counties to take these parks and build them up the way that we've done and refurbish them. We have a leadership academy. We have a women's basketball camp that they have a chance to be able to see the prospects for women's basketball. Same with high school or football, and just a number of events. High school, junior youth football alliance that we put on a football for youth football throughout the year. So do so many things throughout the community. And it's that game that gives us that ability to take the money that we get from the game to invest it back in the community, and that's what it's all about.
Jeff, thank you. You've been a great guest. We appreciate it. And we look forward to our media tour of all the conferences this year.
Absolutely. This starts it all off, and looking forward to continuing this tour with you.